It seems like our summers are just getting hotter and hotter. And many times here in Southern California, the hot weather can persist well into fall. But the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is developing programs to help protect the vulnerable from the worst of the heat. And one facet of that plan is an air conditioner giveaway. And a new book released by the people behind the Upworthy social media brand highlights the good that blossoms in the world when one person does a kind act for another. That book, entitled Good People, shares more than 100 moving and uplifting stories. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. Here in Southern California, it seems like we're almost always dealing with a heat wave or a drought or some kind of weather emergency. These issues always hit hardest for those who are elderly and on a fixed income. But this year, the LADWP is offering some help. Joining us right now, the LA Board of Water and Power Commission President Richard Katz. Richard, good to see you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Hal. Good to see you, too.
You know, just for a little insight, I've known Richard Katz since I first came to L.A. in the early 80s. Back then, he was a state assemblyman, right?
Right.
Right. And that's how you may remember his name, too.
We covered a lot of territory in those years.
Yes, we did. I know you've done a lot of things in between. This appointment now, is this fairly recent?
About 4 months ago.
Okay. And so such, it's no secret that our area has been dealing with issues related to climate change. And those strongly impact water and power, right?
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, part of the challenge, particularly in this last heat wave that we went through, well, 10 days of it, was that normally when LA gets hot, it cools down in the evening. This last heat wave, that didn't happen. You find places where it was 105, 110 in the evening. And that keeps our equipment from cooling down because people are still using it after dark to stay cool. And so that's what also leads to occasional shorts or, power going out in some neighborhoods. So it's been especially challenged. But I got to tell you, the women and men at DWP do an amazing job out there keeping us in the best shape possible.
You know, I did run into quite a few people out there in the field that didn't really understand this issue of it's hot during the day and then it's still hot at night and the equipment doesn't have a chance to cool down and then it overloads and then you have a transformer blow here and a transformer blow there.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, I think we finally started doing a better job of explaining it. And our new CEO, Janice Quiñones, who did a bunch of media interviews, really laid out the fact that we need time for it to cool down, and nighttime is when that happens, except when we go through what we just went through. So there are a lot of challenges. Plus, you know, we have 1.5 million customers across a wide, wide range of parts of LA, and it's hard sometimes getting to them. It's hard sometimes keeping it all going, but our folks work 24/7 to make that happen.
Okay, so like one of the initiatives the DWP has put into play has been an air conditioner giveaway for seniors. Now, tell us about that. Tell us what's behind that.
Well, very simply, we're doing everything we can to make it easier for people to deal with the heat extremes. We have given away in this program almost 1,200 free air conditioners. You need to be a DWP customer. You need to register in advance for it. We've had 3 giveaways so far in different parts of the city. And the last giveaway we're doing is on, I believe it's the 10th of October in the Valley.
Who qualifies for this? I see a lot of people online there.
Yeah, you need to be a DWP customer. You need to be income qualified, and you can also get, if you want to go out and purchase an air conditioner on your own, you can get a $225 rebate. Again, income qualified, but also you can get a $100 rebate if you want to put a smart thermostat in your home so you can control when it goes on and when it goes off. There are a bunch of programs on our website. And the other thing is, when we do these programs where we're giving away the air conditioners, we have DWP people at the site so they can help you sign up for a variety of these programs if it's something that you're interested in doing.
Are these portable, window? What are they?
They're portable in the sense that you don't need to install them. You don't need anything to install them. And you can move them from room to room, so you don't have to Air condition the whole house in order to get cool in the rooms you're in. It helps people save money that way. So we're trying to, we're trying to get the most flexible equipment into people as quickly as possible. And again, hopefully it'll help them, deal with the changes that are occurring.
All right, so I'm guessing it's a fair statement that seniors are more impacted by hot weather than, say, other folks. And what about power usage? Any help for elders on fixed income?
Yeah, there are. We have programs that help people on fixed incomes as well. Power usage is a big issue. We're constantly looking to make sure we have, as much power as we need. And unlike other parts of the state, we had no power outages during the heat wave. We had some isolated incidents where, like you said earlier, a transformer may have blown up or something like that to take out a couple of houses or a block for as short a period as possible. But the kind of rolling blackouts we saw in Northern California years ago are not what's happening in L.A.
And let me ask you, what do you see as the department's challenges as we are more and more impacted by climate change?
4.5 million people living in a very small space. The ability to be flexible and to at the same time, we deal with having enough power or enough water. We're also trying to make sure that we do it in an environmentally sustainable manner. We have goals for getting off coal. We have goals for more efficient power. In fact, one of the things that we're most excited about, where we will be a leader in the nation, is next year we have a power plant in Utah that we have been converting. It was gas fired, and we are in the process of, I'm sorry, it's coal fired. We're in the process of getting rid of all the coal there. And starting next year, that will be a green hydrogen run plant, and it will produce 840 megawatts of power with green hydrogen. And it's a state of the art facility. It's part of the president's program to do more and be more energy efficient and be greener. And it's very exciting. It's a game changer, and we're looking forward to it coming online.
Falls under the heading of progress, 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 right?
No question about it. And DWP, has historically tried to do that and been a leader in a lot of things. But we're going to, we're going to meet the goals that the mayor and the council set out for us. And we're going to show the country how to do it right.
Okay. Richard Katz, so good to see you again.
You too.
And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we take a look at a new book by the folks behind the website, social media platform called Upworthy. That book called Good People offers uplifting stories that might restore your faith in humanity. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and we're about to talk about something that is Upworthy. And in the truest sense of that word, it is a book. The authors of the book are Gabriel Lucia and Lucia Nell and Gabriel Reilich. This is a remarkable book. This is a book of stories of good things that people have done. And the content, the innovation in here is actually remarkable. For those who aren't familiar with it, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us what this book is about and how you got there?
Well, this book is a collection of true stories about compassion, empathy, connection among real people. These are the stories that, you may not see on the news every night, but are happening all around us and are worth paying attention to.
Lucia?
Yeah, we're here on behalf of a beautiful platform called Upworthy. We reach 100 million people a month across platforms, and we really strive to show stories of decency and compassion and beauty and kindness. This book is a compilation of 101 stories, all from our audience. So they originated in our comment section, which we lovingly refer to as the kindest comment section on the internet. We worked hand in hand with real people, their real stories, to make up 6 chapters, over 300 pages, and we're just so excited to have it come to life.
So this is the book. It's brightly colored.
Perfect for fun.
It's called Upworthy, Good People. And I understand what you're doing here, because there are people that do things like they're in line in a drive-thru and they'll buy coffee for the person behind them. That's the kind of thing you're talking about, right?
Totally, yes. I mean, we're talking about things big and small. I love what you're saying here about these micro moments. I don't think it's meant to be, I don't think we should overlook those, right? I think here in LA, seeing someone, you know, let you cut in front of them while you're driving on the freeway, it's an act of kindness inherently. And a study from UCLA came out saying that we're actually hardwired for altruism. I think once you read stories like this, you start to see the good everywhere.
And so why do we need this book right now?
I mean, you need it because you need to believe that there's good in the world. There's so many things out there that remind us that there isn't. And once you start paying attention to the good, you see more of it. And you get a feeling that you can carry with you out into the world that affects how you interact with people and the world around you, making it a better place.
Now, I know we're going to hear some stories coming up in the next segment, but, you know, I remember going to breakfast one time with my son, went to the cashier. Cashier said, "You don't have to pay for it." That the old man down there in the corner booth, he paid for it. I said, "Why?" She said, "Because he comes in every day, has a bite to eat, and buys somebody's meal." Wow. Now, that's your kind of story.
Yeah, and you know those things are happening all the time, and it's really interesting because they stay with you forever. I mean, you remember that. I remember things that people have done for me. A lot of stories in this book are from 20, 30 years ago, and it's a really empowering thing to know that the interactions that you can have with people in the real world on a day-to-day basis may just be something that stays with someone forever.
So who are these do-gooders, and how'd you pick them?
Well, the do-gooders are mostly, you know, stories about other people in the book, you know, people sharing their experience with other good people that they want the world to know about. And it came about because we were asking our audience to tell us about good people in their lives. We looked at the comments, got thousands and thousands of them, dived into the ones that we thought, you know, we wanted to learn more about, reached out to the people who wrote them, and then turned them into these stories after we learned about them.
Is the goal, Lucia, that if you read something like this, you will then be moved to want to be like these people?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's something at Upworthy we call the triple ripple effect, which is the triple ripple effect.
Okay.
Sorry if that was unclear. And it's the idea that, you know, an act of kindness obviously affects the receiver of the act. It also impacts the giver. It feels good. It raises levels of oxytocin to be kind, but it also actually impacts an observer of the act of kindness. And so our hope with this book is that our readers are actually in that, you know, observer position, so to speak, so that they then feel inclined to go and be kind in their communities themselves.
Have you done something nice for somebody else that was unsolicited?
Okay, not to be weird, but I love doing things like this all the time. So it's like, you know, holding the door open. It's just a no-brainer, you know, helping someone pick up their stroller and help them up the stairs with luggage or a stroller. It's just these no-brainer things. But I also think, you know, you have no idea what a small act of kindness might do. So walking down the street and saying, "I love your shirt," you know, or we have a story in the book about a woman who was going through cancer treatment and ended up losing her hair through the radiation process and slowly growing it back. And these women at a restaurant were like, "I love your hair, cute haircut." And it brought her to tears. It really moved her. Mm-hmm. And these women probably had no idea. You know, it was just a snap judgment.
That's a very nice thing. But at a time like this that we live in, where people are not necessarily trustworthy, is being upworthy something that could be at times awkward?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, if you want to help someone, make sure that they're willing to receive help. And if someone doesn't want to accept it, that's okay. But, you know, it's important to remember that people do need help, that there is room for kindness in this world, and that it's a good thing to share it. We all have that impulse inside of us. And so don't bottle it up. If you, you know, want to reach out to someone, tell them you care about them, buy someone a meal, do something, you know, lean into that feeling. It's a good time to do that.
And then that random act of kindness may end up in your next book.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. The book again is called Upworthy, Good People. And it's a good book. And in fact, there are a couple of recommendations on the back from Kristen Bell and Sheryl Crow, both of whom I like very much.
Big fans.
Same.
Big fan myself. And so thanks for being here. And we're about to meet some of the people that are in this book in the next segment. Fox 11 News continues right after this break. Don't go away. There they are. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. We just talked about the new book, Good People Stories from the Best of Humanity. These are 101 stories in this book that basically talk about the goodness that people do, and we have three of them right here in the studio with us right now. I think all of us have had stories that we could tell of people who affected or moved us in our lives and with their kindness. Joining us now is Lynn Cook of Escondido, Kelly Kenny of Marina Del Rey, Sarah Boss of Huntington Beach, and you all have very interesting stories that are in this book and samples of positivity that I'd like you to talk about. Lynn, your story involves a personal loss.
Yes.
And I was touched by this story. Okay. Go ahead and share with everybody.
I told a story about my grandmother. She was my favorite person growing up, and she had a lifelong habit of when she knew that we were coming to see her, she would stand on the porch and wait for us to show up. And it was something we took for granted because it was something she always did. We had a family friend named Fred that was hers from church. He was part of her brunch group. And he and I became friends because my mom traveled, and so he would go check in on Grandma, and he would give me a phone call and say, "Grandma's good." And I'd say, "Oh, what's going on?" And so through our conversations, he and I became friends. So the day of Grandma's funeral arrived, and also at my grandma's church, the Castle Brigade would come and put a spread out for the family as you went to bury your loved one so that you wouldn't have to worry about any of it when you got back.
But you were afraid to go home.
I was, and Fred had come with his wife, who was part of the Castle Brigade, because he wanted to see me and kind of let me know it'll be all right. This is going to be a hard thing, but it'll be all right.
So what did he do to make you feel all
so
right?
So he told me, he gave me a hug, and he said, "We're all going to be gone when you get back, but you only have one more thing that's hard left to do today." And I said, "No, Fred, actually I have two hard things to do today." And he said, "Well, I don't understand what the second one is." And I said, "Well, when I come back from the cemetery, she won't be standing on the porch, and that's going to be the first time, and that's actually going to be the hardest thing I have to do."
And he was sitting there, and that gave you a sense of comfort, and that gave you a sense of everything's going to be okay.
He gave me a hug and said, "You'll be fine."
Yeah, and sometimes small things like that matter.
Yes, yes.
How did it make a difference in your world?
Because when I was coming back, and I was thinking this is going to be the worst time of the whole time, Fred was sitting on the porch, standing on the porch, and I didn't expect to see him there. And so when I got out of the car, he said, "I didn't want you to have to come home to an empty porch." And he took what would have been one of the hardest moments of my life at that point, and he made it beautiful.
Kelly, the story you shared involved a struggle you went through during the COVID lockdowns. Now tell us a little bit about what you described as a magical experience.
Well, during lockdown, I was going through a breakup and was still living with the person. We were stuck together. So I would just go out for walks with my cat at night. And we took a different route this one night and found a little planter that had a fairy garden in it. And it had a note on the tree that said, "Our 4-year-old daughter made this to brighten your day. Please add to the magic, but don't take away." Mm. And I was immediately like, these are my people. These are my kind of people. And so the whole way home, I was brainstorming how I could add to it, how I could continue the magic for them. Because a lot of, like at that time, no one was talking about how lockdown was affecting children. It was like still pretty early on and everything. So I was thinking about like, how are these kids gonna deal with all of this? And you know, it's.
So her act of kindness affected you.
Yeah.
And so do you still keep in touch with, her name is Ileana?
Ileana, yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with her?
Yeah, her whole family kind of became my family during that time. I left my number on the tree so that her parents knew I was a safe person.
Right.
And so we've been able to talk back and forth, and all of this time we have fairy FaceTime. We get to talk and see each other, and yeah.
So I think everybody's getting the idea of what we're talking about here with good stories. Sarah, your story involved being young and very bold, but also vulnerable. Can you explain?
So when I was 19, I had traveled the world, as Australians often do after finishing high school. And by the time I got to New York City, I'd run out of money. I'd been in Europe for 6 months. I had nowhere to stay. I didn't really have a plan, and I was kind of a naive 19-year-old, and it was before the internet, it was before cell phones. And I turned up to the Port Authority bus depot in New York City with no plan other than to maybe find a youth hostel if I was lucky. Long story short, someone approached me to help me carry my bag, and I said, "No, I'm good," and he wouldn't let go of my bag, and then out of nowhere, this young girl in a suit came storming up to help me. And she introduced herself and asked me what I was looking for. And I said, I'm trying to find a hostel. And she's like, absolutely not. And I ended up staying with her for a week.
Did she intervene because she thought you might be concerned about the guy that was talking to you?
Yeah, I think she saw the commotion and saw me with this huge suitcase in the middle of a bus depot, struggling to get this guy to leave me alone. And she intervened, and she had been an exchange student in Australia a couple of years previous. So I think when she heard my accent, she felt sympathy for me and a connection with me. And then next thing you know, I was on a bus to Hoboken, New Jersey with her, where we stayed for a week, and it was amazing.
Well, I still hear the Australian accent. You haven't picked up a New Jersey accent yet, but you keep in touch with this. Her name is Audrey?
Audrey. You know, unfortunately, we did for a while as pen pals. It was before email, it was before the internet, and we sort of lost touch over the years, but having shared this story, I'm really interested in trying to find her.
Oh, so now the search will begin.
Yeah, now the search will
begin. Oh, I'd like to find out when that happens. You have to get back in touch with us.
I will, for sure.
Because that would be a nice connection. So what's the bottom line here about kindness? Start with you.
I think for me it was that people are inherently good and they want to help other people. And, you know, I think now I'd be a little more fearful in that situation. But at the time I was, you know, young and naive and trusting. And we can trust in people and their intentions. They're not always bad, and people do want to look out for each other.
Kelly, what about you?
Like Gabriel said, once you do something nice for somebody, you start recognizing more good, more kindness, and you know, I think it's all around us, but there's so much bad that we are force-fed all the time. So I think it just shows that there's good all around us all the time.
And Lynn, we have less than 30 seconds.
I think if you're kind, someone's kind to you, it inspires you to be kind to others, and it doesn't cost us to be kind.
The two words, be kind. The book is Upworthy Good People. Buy somebody a cup of coffee next time you're in line for the people behind you. Fox 11 News In Depth continues right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.